Right, so get ready because today we're going to be talking about how just walking uphill can actually boost your brain power.
Yeah, it really makes you think, like, have we been missing out on a huge part of getting a sharper mind, especially with all the stuff about high intensity exercise?
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to be diving into some really cool research from Neuroscience Research, a 2025 article titled "Low Speed Uphill Exercise Increases Lactate and Brain-Derived Neurotrophic Factor in Brain Regions for Memory and Learning."
Catchy title.
Yeah.
I like it.
So if you're trying to get like as mentally sharp as possible, or you're just curious about the science behind all this, then stick around. This is going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, so the researchers in this study, they actually used rats.
Okay.
Yeah, and they split them up. So they had like a
Yeah.
control group, a flat exercise group, and of course the uphill group.
Right.
And those little guys, they were walking on a treadmill at a 40% incline.
Whoa, that's steep.
That's a serious slope.
Okay, so picture yourself walking up like a really steep hill. I know what you might be thinking.
You're gonna be tired.
Lactate, yeah, isn't that the thing that makes your muscles burn? So why would we want more of that?
Right. We always think of lactate as like, uh-oh, fatigue, gotta avoid that.
Yeah.
But what if I told you it's like a super important energy source for your brain?
Wait, so it's not just a waste product?
No, not at all. It might even be like the key to unlocking some serious brain power, especially when it comes to, uphill exercise.
Okay.
And the study, it actually found that walking uphill, even at like a pretty relaxed pace, makes way more lactate than just walking on a flat surface.
So, are you saying that uphill walking is like a lactate delivery system, but like directly to our brains?
That's a really cool way to think about it.
Right.
And you know what? It gets even cooler. They found that this like lactate increase, it matches up with a boost in BDNF.
BDNF.
Yeah, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, and it's in specific areas of the brain too.
Hold on, BDNF, isn't that like it's like fertilizer for your brain, the stuff that helps you learn and remember.
You got it. It's so important for neuroplasticity, which is like your brain's ability to like change and adapt.
Right.
And this study is kind of saying that uphill walking might be a surprisingly good way to get your brain making more BDNF.
Okay, but wait, if I like sprint up a hill, isn't that even better? Wouldn't it give me more BDNF?
Well, that's where things get a little
You
tricky.
okay?
We always hear about how good like high intensity interval training is, those quick bursts of really intense exercise.
Yeah.
But for BDNF, the study's pointing to like the effort you sustain. That seems to be the key.
So it's not just how hard you go, but also what kind of effort you're making.
Exactly. The research is saying that different kinds of exercise, they affect your brain in really specific ways.
Oh, okay.
And uphill walking, it seems like it's the way your muscles have to work, for a while that sets off this whole chain reaction that leads to more lactate and then, a potential brain boost.
Okay, so we're starting to see why uphill walking's kind of unique,
Right.
but how does this actually work? Like, what's connecting the lactate to the brain?
Well, so the researchers, they talked a lot about glycogen depletion, like when your legs start to
Oh,
burn.
yeah, when you're walking uphill, especially.
That's your muscles. They're using up all their stored energy, the glycogen.
Okay.
And when it runs out, especially in those fast twitch muscle fibers, that seems to be what gets lactate production going.
So it's like your muscles are telling your body, hey, we need more fuel.
Yeah. And your liver is like, okay, here's some lactate. And then it gets sent to your brain.
Whoa, that's wild. It's like this whole communication system going on inside of us, making sure the energy goes where it's needed most.
It's pretty amazing, right?
Yeah. Okay, I'm starting to get the picture.
Good, good.
But before we get like too excited about all the brain power we could be getting, let's go back to the study.
Okay.
I know this was all with rats, so what about us? Like, can we really apply this to our workouts?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, we need more research to be totally sure about these effects in humans,
Yeah, right.
but this study, it adds even more to what we already know about exercise being great for our brains.
Right. So even if the exact way it works might be a little different for us, the message is pretty clear. Exercise is good for your brain. And uphill walking, well, it might just have some extra advantages.
Exactly. It's a simple thing, but it could be a really powerful way to make both your body and your brain healthier.
Awesome. So we've looked at the study. We've talked about lactate, the connection to BDNF, but this is just the start.
Oh, yeah, we're just scratching the surface here.
We need to go deeper, see why and how uphill walking works, compare to other kinds of exercise, and figure out what it all means for you.
Yeah, that's where the real interesting stuff is. So stay with us because we're about to unpack all the practical stuff from this research, and I promise it's going to change how you think about your workouts.
Definitely. And I think it might even change how we think about just like walking around in general.
It might change how we design cities, even.
That's true. Who
Thoughts
knows?
to think about.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we've kind of figured out that uphill walking, it seems to do something special to our brains,
Yeah.
and it's all because of how it affects lactate and BDNF. But this brings up a big question.
What is it?
Why? Why does walking uphill have these specific benefits?
Well, so the researchers, they kept talking about muscle glycogen depletion, which we
Yeah.
mentioned before. Like walking uphill takes more energy than walking on a flat surface.
Right, it's harder out.
Theoretically, your muscles, they got to work harder, so they burn through their glycogen, that stored energy, faster.
Okay.
And as that stuff runs out, especially in the fast twitch muscle fibers, that's what seems to really kickstart lactate production.
So it's like our muscles are sending an SOS to the liver saying, hey, we need fuel over here.
Yeah, exactly. And the liver's all coming right up. Here's some lactate. And then it gets like shuttled up to the brain.
That's crazy. So to test this connection, the researchers, they did something interesting.
What did they do?
They injected lactate directly into the rat's bloodstream.
Oh, wow. So they skipped the whole exercise part.
Yeah, they did.
And what happened?
Their little rat brains lit up. They saw a huge increase in brain lactate levels after the injection.
Wow.
Yeah, so this proves that raising those blood lactate levels, whether it's from exercise or something else, it can directly mess with, affect the brain.
It's wild, right? For years, we've been told to avoid that lactate buildup. It's a sign of fatigue, bad news.
Right.
But now it's like, maybe it's actually what our brains need to get sharper.
I know. It's crazy how our thinking changes as we learn more.
It's all about context, though. You know, lactate isn't good or bad on its own.
Yeah.
It's just a natural thing. It happens when our body makes energy. And what it does depends on how our body uses it. And in this case, it seems like it's a super important messenger going between our muscles and our brains.
And this whole astrocyte neuron lactate shuttle thing, it's pretty mind-blowing. It's like this hidden network inside of us.
ANLS.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and us optimizing where the energy goes.
Right. Making sure it gets to where it's needed most.
It just shows how connected our physical and mental stuff is.
Totally. What we do with our bodies has a huge impact on our brains.
It's not just about exercising to be fit anymore. It's like we got to exercise for our brain's fitness too.
Right. And this research is like a big flashing sign that says, hey, add some uphill walking to your routine, not just for your legs, but for your mind.
Yeah. It makes you wonder, does this change how we think about high intensity interval training? HIIT.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because if it's the sustained effort of uphill walking that makes the difference for BDNF, does that mean HIA might not be as good for brain power?
That's a great question, and it's something researchers are looking into.
Okay.
I mean, HIA has great benefits for your heart and, you know, just being in shape,
Right.
but the study, it's pointing to different kinds of exercise having different effects on the brain.
So it's not just about pushing yourself as hard as you can for a short time.
No.
It's also about how long you're doing it and what your muscles are actually doing.
Exactly. Like, think about it. Sprinting up a hill, that's an awesome cardio workout. But it's not the same as walking uphill for a long time. Your muscles work differently.
So maybe HIE is like a quick burst of energy, and uphill walking is more like a slow burn, and they use different energy pathways in our bodies.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. Like espresso versus green tea.
Right.
Both good for you, but they affect your body and mind differently.
This opens up so many questions. I wonder if there's like a perfect incline or a certain amount of time we should walk uphill for to get the best brain benefits, like a sweet spot.
I bet scientists are already trying to figure that out, looking at how steep the hill is, how long you walk for, how often you do it.
Yeah.
It's all about finding the most effective way to do it.
It makes you think about how we plan our workouts.
Right.
Maybe we should stop thinking just about calories or distance. And
Yeah.
start thinking about what we're asking our muscles to do and how that affects our brains.
I think that's a really important point. Instead of just focusing on what our bodies are doing, we got to think about what our brains are doing too.
This research could change so much.
It
Like,
could.
think about how we design cities. Maybe we should have more hills and inclines so people are naturally doing this brain-boosting walking as they go about their day.
I love that. Imagine walking to work and getting there, not just feeling good physically, but also mentally sharper.
Yeah.
It could totally change how we work.
And it's not just about work. Think about mood, creativity, just feeling good overall.
Right. We're so used to everything being flat, we've forgotten how good a little uphill climb can be for us.
Yeah, and this research makes me think about getting older too. Like, What if uphill walking could help us stay sharp and independent as we age?
There's a lot of research saying that moving your body is super important for aging well, and this study just adds to that.
So it's not just about preventing falls, it's about keeping your mind working. It's like, maybe cognitive decline isn't as inevitable as we thought, especially if we actively do things to support our brain health, like walking uphill.
That's a really powerful idea.
This whole deep dive has really opened my eyes. It's changed how I think about exercise, how my brain and body work together, even how I see the world.
That's amazing. One study can spark so many new ideas.
And that's what's so cool about science. It always makes us question what we think we know, look at things in new ways, and try to understand ourselves and the world better.
It's a never-ending journey of discovery.
Okay, so I think we've reached the top of the mountain, so to speak, in our deep dive into uphill walking and brain health.
We've climbed to the peak.
We've looked at the science, talked about what it means for us, and even thought about how it could change society.
Yeah, and hopefully we've inspired our listeners to give uphill walking a try, both literally and figuratively.
So as you go about your day, remember, the path to a healthier, sharper, and happier life might have a few more hills than you're used to.
But those hills might lead to amazing views.
They might. Until next time, keep exploring, keep climbing, and keep those minds and bodies active.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to think about how something as simple as walking uphill could have such a huge impact on things.
It really shows you how connected everything is, you know?
Yeah.
Individual choices, scientific discoveries, how we design cities, what we value as a society, it's all linked together.
It really is. Like, think about it. What if we started designing our cities with more hills and inclines so people are naturally doing this brain-boosting activity as they go about their day?
I love that idea. Imagine walking to work and getting there, not just, you know, physically energized, but mentally sharper, too.
Right.
It could completely change how your work days go.
And not just productivity. Think about how it could affect your mood, creativity, just feeling good overall.
It's almost like a total shift in thinking. We're so used to flat, sedentary environments, we've kind of forgotten how good a little uphill struggle can be for us.
This research also makes me think about, like, getting older. What if walking uphill could help us stay sharp and independent as we age? There's more and more research showing that physical activity is super important for aging well, and this study just adds to that.
Yeah.
It's not just about, you know, preventing falls or staying mobile. It's about keeping our minds sharp and engaged.
It challenges the whole idea that cognitive decline is just an inevitable part of getting older.
Right.
Maybe it's not so inevitable after all, especially if we actively choose to do things that support our brain health, like walking uphill.
That's a really empowering thought. You know, we have more control over our health and well-being than we think.
This whole deep dive has been a real eye-opener for me. It's made me rethink my own workouts, how my brain and body work together, even how I see the world around me.
It's pretty incredible how one research study can spark so many ideas and possibilities.
That's the amazing thing about science, right? It always makes us question what we think we know, look at things in new ways, and try to understand ourselves and the world better.
It's a never-ending journey of discovery.
Well said. I think we've reached the summit of our deep dive into the world of uphill walking and brain health.
We've climbed to the top.
We've explored the fascinating science, thought about what it means for us, and even considered how it could change society.
And hopefully we've inspired our listeners to, you know, embrace the challenge of uphill walking, both literally and figuratively.
So as you head out into the world today, remember, the path to a healthier, sharper, more fulfilling life might involve a few more hills along the way.
And who knows, maybe those hills will lead to some amazing views.
Maybe they will. Until next time, keep exploring, keep climbing, and keep those minds and bodies active.